benefit is being cut to the quick. They say it's to reduce the budget deficit. Well, the reason there's a budget deficit is because the government had to bail out the bankers. And the bankers are still receiving their massively inflated salaries and bonuses. The truth of it is this government of millionaire public school parasites is forcing ordinary people, particularly poor people, to pay the debts of the bankers. This is the most blatant sort of robbing of the poor by the rich. And I say what we should do in order to hit back at the government is to refuse to pay our council tax. Because the truth of it is, local councils like Labour-controlled Nottingham City Council are in the front line of imposing cuts in vital services, particularly for vulnerable people, the old, the disabled, children and so on. Local councils like Nottingham City Council and Nottinghamshire County Council are cutting back on those sorts of services because they get less money from the central government. The same government that can find billions of pounds to spend on a murderous war in Afghanistan, a war they have lost. And we should take courage from that, because Afghanistan is one of the poorest countries in the world, but the people of Afghanistan, these poor peasant farmers, fought back against the most powerful military forces in human history, and they have defeated them. Well, if they can do that, we can fight back against this rotten government and defeat them. One way we can do that, as I've already said, is refusing to pay our council tax. After all, they are asking us to pay more and giving us less in public services. It isn't just services for disadvantaged people being cut, but many other things as well, like, for example, public libraries. Let's be under no illusions about local councils. There has not been one council in the country which has stood up to the government and said, no, we are not going to cut services for our people. No, they have eagerly set about imposing the cuts, while at the same time they continue to draw their generous allowances and expenses. Consider Nottinghamshire County Council, which is now Labour controlled. In Nottinghamshire County Council, they have the highest allowances in the country, a basic £22,000 a year just for being a councillor, and then there's extra money on top for all sorts of alleged special responsibilities. It's very interesting to note, isn't it, that a few months ago, when the council was controlled by the Tories, under Councillor Kay Cutts, that they didn't cut their allowances. Sure, they were cutting vital services, but oh no, Councillor Cutts didn't cut the allowances, and it's the same with the Labourites who have replaced them. Here in Nottingham, practically all of the councillors on the City Council are Labour, and I know these people. They are there for the money, for the business opportunities, and for the imagined status of gallivanting around in the council house. They're no good. They are not our friends. They are our enemies. And they have made it clear that with respect to the notorious bedroom tax, whereby people receiving benefits who've got a third spare bedroom are going to be forced to pay more. They have made it clear they will impose this oppressive measure. So let's be under no illusions about them. Let's not have any excuses. They can't do anything else because they're not getting enough money from the government. The fact is, they're very happy to impose cuts on us while sitting back, taking their generous allowances. Now, some of us will remember 20 odd years ago, the poll tax, when the then Conservative government brought in a new system of local government taxation whereby everybody would pay the same. In other words, people on high incomes would pay a lot less and people on low incomes would pay a lot more. And there was a mass revolt against it. All across the country, millions of people refused to pay their poll tax. As a result of that, the government of the day was forced to climb down and withdraw the poll tax. We can do it again. In Nottingham last year, thousands of people did not pay their council tax. The reason for that is they can't afford to pay. Can't pay, won't pay. That should be our slogan. And this year, they're even more not paying up. They can't afford to. We've had frozen wages and we've had rising prices and people on low incomes simply cannot make ends meet. So before I go in and tell the magistrates I'm not paying up, they'll try and force me of course. I say to you, the most effective thing we can do to hit back at this attack on ordinary people, on our services and living standards, hit back at this attack from a government of millionaire parasites, is don't pay your council tax. Cancel your payments today. Okay? Can't pay, won't pay.